Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 22, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter the 22nd of August 2019. There's Oha. Bereshit, 255. At the end of the final correction, when egoism is annulled, it will be revealed to everyone that egoism never existed and only unity has reigned, as it is said. There is none else besides him. Uniqueness of the Creator, Part 2. To Authorities and Multiple Gods. Question. Throughout history, people saw that there are two forces. Therefore, as Balhasulam writes, the second theory of the governance of the world appeared, the theory of two authorities. That is, people saw that there is a good, kind force and there is a bad one. What does Kabbalah say about this? Answer, Kabbalah says that there are two forces controlling us, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. They manifest in a person in accordance with one's development. Kabbalah always speaks in relation to a person. We do not know what exists outside of us. The manifestation of a good force or of the other one, opposite to it, comes from one force, as terrains, two systems, that control a person in order to lead him to a certain goal, to develop him. We cannot develop with the help of one force. A person is created as a sensitive element and in order to raise him, it is necessary to influence him with positive and negative forces. Remark, from here comes the third theory of the governance of the world, about which Balhasulam writes, multiple gods. Since there are a great number of all kinds of influences on a person, in order to explain many phenomena two forces were not enough. Therefore, humanity naturally came to the conclusion that certainly, there is a separate force behind each of these influences, and it is necessary to address it and serve it in some way. My comment, that's absolutely correct. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 10, 2018. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, April 7, 2019. Question. How do we pay for the quality of bestowal and the discovery of the Creator? Answer, we pay for it with patience and with very great diligence, which is not easy. There is nothing in the whole world that is just given, freely, all the more so spiritual fulfillment, the discovery of the upper world. The main thing is intention within a group. If you create a group and direct it to resonate correctly with the upper world, you will immediately begin to feel it. Question. What is at the foundation of a request when a ten turns to the Creator? Is it a deficiency or is it still the greatness of the Creator? Answer. It is the greatness of the Creator. It will draw you forward, directly toward the goal. From a virtual lesson, April 7, 2019. Evolution of Desires, Part 9. What gives rise to a thought? Question. What do thoughts relate to, desire or intention? Answer. A thought arises when there is a contradiction between what is desired and what you have. The difference between the desired and the actual gives rise to a thought. Otherwise, it would not have arisen. If I feel what I want, then I have no thought. I have some kind of fulfillment in desire and that is it. If I feel my desire is completely different than the one that is in me now, then the difference between the desired and the reality gives rise to thought. This thought, in turn, gives rise to a certain action, how to achieve that vector of forces that would lead me from this state to a more desirable one. Question. Suppose I am hungry and immediately receive some fulfillment, then I don't even have a thought. If I am hungry and there is no such filling around me, no food, I start thinking about how can I find it? Answer, yes, as they say, love and hunger rule the world. The absence of the desire generates thought, development. Therefore, it is said, they give two unbeaten for a beaten one. When a person receives punishment or suffering, it develops him. From CAB TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 3, 2018.